This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. President Obama today is set to talk about jobs and the economy at Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois. Unemployment has fallen to 6.1%, yet many people still feel uneasy about the recovery. Kate Davidson reports.
I asked a couple economic thinkers, what could the president say to tout the economy?
In particular, you would want to point to the labor market.
Dan Greenhouse is chief global strategist at BTIG. He says job gains have been steady for months.
I think there's this misconception that we need to see 300 or 400 or 500,000 jobs created every month. In the context of where the economy currently is, the numbers we're getting, which are around 200 and change thousand a month, are pretty good.
Wells Fargo economist Mark Vintner says things don't seem better because of the quality of jobs being added, many of them part-time or in low-wage professions. He says, take New York City.
There are more than 250,000 more jobs in New York City today than there were prior to the financial crisis. But the total amount of income earned from working in New York City is less today than it was prior to the financial crisis.
Vintner says the lack of improvement in income growth is the driving factor behind the country's economic worry. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.